A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Kuf. Ksubas 100. Pagination is 199. We are starting on Amud Aleph, where the Gemara is going to introduce two cases which will clarify a ruling which we discussed yesterday. The Mishnah on the facing page told us that when Bezdin, the Jewish court, makes an error in assessment of a property that they sold in order to pay off a debt. So the rule was that if they were pichsushtus or hosifushtus, if they evaluated the person's property too little by 1/6 or too much by 1/6, mechran batel, it's going to be an invalid sale, an invalid collection. But we understood that if it was less than that, then it would stand, even though there was some degree of discrepancy. The Mishnah over there told us, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel argued and said, Mechran Kayum, even if there's a discrepancy greater than a sixth, it's still going to stand as a sale and as a collection, because imkein makoach bezdin yafe. If you don't say that, then you're not giving the court the power that they need to impose judgments. And if they step in and they're ready to impose the judgment, we have to let it stand, even if the discrepancy is greater than what was described here as a sixth. Our Gemara is going to tell us that we paskin like the Tana Kama, not like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and therefore the allowance is only until a sixth. But we're going to clarify that in two ways. Number one, there is a case where the discrepancy is described as 1/10 rather than 1/6. And another case, which is going to tell us that we do sometimes use the expression makoach bezdin yafe, if you don't affirm the court's judgment, then what strength did you give to the court? And you must make the judgment of the court something that's going to stand even to challenge. So the Gemara here on Kuf Amud Aleph, eight lines down, the first word is Ke'almana, and then we begin with the first question. Umay Shana, why is our Mishnah unique that we're talking about a 1/6 discrepancy? Mehad Etnan, rather than this that we learnt, that we'll see that there's a concept, Ha'omer L'shlucho Tzeyu Terum, a person tells a messenger, go and take teruma, tithe my produce. Toreim kedas balabayis. He should take the tithe according to his understanding of how generous the homeowner wants to be. And we have this concept that some people give 1/40, some people give 1/50, and some people give 1/60. If you don't know what this homeowner considers normal, if he's the generous type or the somewhat stingy type, Torim bebeinonis, you give the medium, echad mechamisha, which is 1 out of 50 goes to the tithe. Piches asara o hosif asara, if he went up by a tenth or lower by a tenth, terumasa teruma, the tithe is still valid, and what the messenger did will stand. And the question is obvious. Why is there room for discrepancy of 1/10 in the case of teruma? And why is it in the case of evaluations that it's based on 1/6? And the Gemara answers, we're really dealing with two different discrepancies. Hasam over there by Teruma with the messenger, Kevan de'ika de Torim ba'ayin ra. there's some people who are stingy, and there's some people who are generous. Omalei, when we say there's a discrepancy of a tenth, there's not a discrepancy in evaluation of the property of its value. Omalei, he says to him, Lahachi amadetich, I thought you were in the category of a person who was either ayin yofe, generous, or ayin ra, stingy. And he's actually evaluating the person, if you will. But I thought that I was doing the right thing by you. Aval hacha, but over here, there is a price in the world. Ta'usahu, it's an actual mistake. Amalei, and we tell him, lo ibailach lemiti, you had no business making a mistake of that level of discrepancy, but we're dealing with two different concepts. Discrepancies in price are 1/6, discrepancy in the person, so it depends what the levels of generosity are, and over there, the levels of generosity are 1/40, 1/50, 1/60. Amar Rav Huna Bar Chanina, Rav Huna Bar Chanina said, Amar Rav Nachman, in the name of Rav Nachman, Halacha kedivrei chachamim, we paskin like the chachamim, which is the Tanakama of the Mishnah, that there is an allowance for the discrepancy of 1/6, but beyond that, we would invalidate the collection and the sale which the court imposed, and we do not say, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, Makoach bezdin yofed, that automatically you have to let the judgment of the court stand. Asks the Gemara, and this is our second clarification, we're going to see there is a place where the expression Makoach bezdin yofed would apply. For lesle l'Rav Nachman Makoach bezdin yofed, doesn't Rav Nachman also hold of Makoach bezdin yofed? Why does he say the ruling is like the Tanakama of only up to 1/6, he also has a case where he says the court's ruling shall stand. V'ha'amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Rav Nachman recorded in the name of Shmuel, Yisomim Sheba'u Lachlok B'nichsei Avihen, orphans who are already adult legally, and they want to divide their father's property, Bezdin ma'amidim lohen apotropos. The court appoints for the minor children, for the younger children, each one gets his own caretaker, and that person will advocate for the child that was assigned to him. Uborurim lohem chelek yafe, and they each try to vie for a good portion, a good division. Rav Nachman Didei Omar, and Rav Nachman says, Higdilu ein yecholim limchos, when the children who were minors get older and they want to object, they're not able to object to the division. Imkei makoach bezdin yofe, because if you allow that, then what is the strength of bezdin? If they're going to go in and they're going to rule, that ruling has to be able to stand. And therefore, the apotropos, the caretaker, is considered sufficient, and the younger children, when they get older, are not able to object. So you see that Rav Nachman, who ruled in our Mishnah, not like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and did not say Makoach bezdin yofe, and does say that after 1/6 you would undo the collection, over here is indeed saying that whatever the Bezdin did is good, even if the children, when they get older, want to object. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha de to, ha de lo to. It's only able to be undone if the court made a mistake. But over here, they didn't make a mistake. The children are simply trying to object, but there is no mistake that was made. Asks the Gemara, idilo ta'u, b'mayicholim limchos. If no mistake was made, so what exactly are they objecting to? And the Gemara explains, beruchos. They didn't like the portion that they got. They didn't like the way it was divided, perhaps. But it's not that there was an intrinsic financial mistake that was made. And therefore, at least financially, they got a fear portion. And in that case, Rav Nachman rules, Makoach Bezdin Yofa, you can't come years later and undo the collection. If, however, like in the case of collections, there was an actual financial discrepancy, then Rav Nachman will not use the rule Makoach Bezdin Yofa, and he will say, until a sixth, we'll respect them, but after a sixth, it indeed would be undone, because what they did was a mistake. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.